Hi, everyone. Well, today's Monday, Creation Light Shift Healing Show, and this is the Healing Highway. So the date today is, July. We're in the month of July 23rd, and the year is 2018. So we'll clear this month and day for you from previous years. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you can bring up the light beam if you wish on your monitor screen or whatever you may have to view it. So here we go. Bringing in peace energy to you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's clear away a situation that you're dealing with. It could be anything that, causes you problems, harm, or something. So here we go. Let's release you from that energy, from that one timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So another way of saying that is each time you have a thought, you're on one timeline. Unless the thought gives a lot of energy, or maybe you're distraught or really upset having that thought, and then you get replicated on many, many more of those because the aliens like to have more energy from you, and this is how that works. It's very, very simple. And so that's why I say if you don't think, then you're not going to be on timelines because you're going to be in peace energy because they won't want you. They'll look for another victim. And there's plenty of them out there. So I guess we'll turn the show over to Elizabeth. So how are you doing, Elizabeth?
Oh, I'm doing great, Ron. So happy to be here with everybody and glad you could all join us for our Monday Healing Highway Creation Lightship Show. Please be sure to email your questions or testimonials to clsquestions@bbsradio.com. And we'll read them live while the show is airing. If you would like to submit them anonymously, you can also do that through our Creation Lightship feedback form, which you can find at clschat.weebly.com. You can also find out all of this information at Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And that's kind of your home base for all the healings we'll discuss. Lots of links there to check out, lots of samples, links to our wonderful BBS archives. So hope you enjoy the show, and we'll start taking some listener questions. And once again, the email address to write us is clsquestions@bbsradio.com. So our first listener has written in, and they said, I just wanted to say thank you. A few weeks ago, I asked about selling a piece of inherited property. You suggested abandonment, energetic objects, energetic places, plus the usual emotional and space. We close tomorrow. Thank you for all you do. That's a very nice testimonial.
Yes, sounds good, yes.
Sounds like that was really a wonderful suggestion. Okay, and yes, on Saturday, we have a live trip to the Lightship on our Saturday BBS radio show, and someone wrote in, this was kind of a rare occurrence, Ron, when he took us up to the Lightship, we actually went to a planet of light that we had never been to before, and someone wrote in and said, the Lightship Planet of Light Sands and Beaches trip was a marvelous and peaceful adventure. So enjoyable. Thanks, Ron.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one, yeah.
That was really cool, yeah. I actually was very surprised by how peaceful and interesting that was. And I don't know if anybody out there listening was on with us Saturday evening, but if you'd like to write in about your experience please do so, because I know we have a lot of people that can see things and describe them. So if you'd like to share that with us, feel free to do so. Also, I don't know if you were on the 7-hour, 6-hour intensive yesterday that we did. Ron had a wonderful call, and he's been working a lot with this suit that goes over you and healing discs. So we had a lot of requests for those on previous calls, and I'm wondering if anybody would like to share perhaps their healing experience with that. So once again, you can write us, it's clsquestions@bbsradio.com, and hopefully we will get some testimonials for that. Okay, on Saturday, BBS radio show, you've mentioned about the century clearing call, and do you have more information on that? Thank you. Yes, we do.
we're still we're doing it on Monday,
right.
A week from today at 6 o'clock Pacific. And I had a few people send me emails, maybe having it on another day. I think it was Thursday, so I could also do it then. So anyway,
yes.
I have to plan, you know, get a time for that. Anyway, I'll know more, you know, in the next couple of days here as I get more people who may want to do it also on, I believe it was
another
Thursday.
Day. TBD. Yeah, it's to be determined, but right now we have the Century Healing scheduled for Monday, July 30th at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. I'm sorry, Pacific Time, 6 o'clock Pacific Time. And the cost is $100, and you can be an absentee listener if you can't make it live. So we will post more about that when we get it updated. It's just not trying to be vague. It's just that Ron has so much going on. It takes sometimes that there's a bit of a lag time with the information. So hopefully you can join us for that one. If not, we are trying to come up with an alternative date for people who can't make it on the 30th. Okay, so someone has another question about century clearing, and this is somebody who says, "Hi, Ron, you have done the one-on-one century clearing for me in the past. I would also like to sign up for the group century clearing that you're planning to do next Monday. Do you think I would benefit from a second round of the century clearing?"
But normally you always benefit something. Initially when I was releasing pins from people, on the first time, I didn't realize that, you know, each time we do a pin release, you get more done. So, don't know how that works. It's kind of disconcerting to, for me anyway, to release and work with people, then all of a sudden, you know, more pop up, you know? So it's like the onion peel thing. If you have done the century clearing with me in the past and you would like to do, you know, the group one, it's still personal to you, okay? It won't be any difference if I did it with you personally or having a group on. So, you know, it's not like a shortcut or something for me. No, it's still the same energy that I need to put out for each person, as if you're doing it, you know, real time and with one person at a time. So it should take probably a couple of hours. And if you do want to do it again, you could do it for half price if I have done it for you in the past. And I think you would benefit on it only because, you know, if you've done it in the past, then maybe more stuff has come up and there may be some more blockages that we might find now that wasn't being shown, you know, whenever, you know, I did that a long time ago. So, yeah, I would suggest if you can, you know, that it probably would be a benefit, yes. Okay, so back to you.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the times I mean, it's sort of, I don't know if this is correct, Ron, in my saying this, but I would sort of compare it to the emotional whole lifetime healing or any other unlimited healing that you purchase. You can run it at different times in your life because different things come up for you. So I think it's just really, if you look at any clearing or healing, you can always have a chance to go deeper. So that's what I would take away from it, is that if you've maybe done a bunch of other healings since you last had the in-person one with Ron, you might be at a different place and you might be able to receive even more of the clearing than you were previously able to.
Because yep, that makes sense.
Cleared out more stuff.
So what kind of clearing could I do right now, since it's a healing highway?
I'm thinking maybe something for
well,
I don't know. I always think of Monday, that Bangles song, Manic Monday. So maybe something for mania or anxiety.
I think I'll do one for your car.
Oh, that would be
so
great.
Everybody, we're going to clear your car out of imprinted thoughts. Probably from you. I don't think the radio itself is going to imprint the same as your thoughts would be imprinted, okay? So here we go. Releasing a lot of your thoughts, could be anxiety, or maybe you almost got into a wreck, and that's in your car, giving your car death barcodes. Hello, you know, so here we go. We're going to help your car out. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. That feels pretty good. And if you have a second car, we can do that too. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Okay, Elizabeth, back to you.
All right, that's awesome. Thanks, Ron. I'd be curious to know if anybody has to go out later or tomorrow, if they notice a difference with how their car feels. I think that's a great clearing to do, Ron, because I think a lot of stuff gets stored in the car, a lot of, like, road rage. or maybe you're freaked out because you almost hit an animal or something like that. You know, it's just, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in that small space, and it's always moving. So it's kind of a great idea to clear that out, and we definitely appreciate the opportunity to have that done tonight on the live show. So thanks. And someone said, getting back to the emails here, there was somebody who sent in a testimonial about Saturday night, and they said, I don't know if you were all able to listen to the live show on Saturday, but Ron took us unexpectedly to a new planet of light, and it was very peaceful and beautiful. Was actually able to see the white sands as well as the water and some very interesting looking light beings, which were kind of half aquatic and half avian. It was very peaceful. Just wanted to give everyone a heads up, because if you didn't catch it, even though the visit won't work on the archive, it's definitely worth a listen. Also, the light ship rooms were very cool and interesting, and the one suggestion of activated charcoal was noted by Ron as being very effective for healing, so maybe we can request it again. Yeah, that was really cool. All right. So a couple more questions came in about the century clearing, and someone's asking, what is a brief description of the century clearing? Thank you.
Well, it takes away past life emotional stuff. So can't say it gets all of it, but that's what it's there to help you out with. So it's stuff that's under the surface that will be popping up typically sometime in your life. So, because remember, it's in a sense, it's like doing a DNA clearing. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Oh, that's really cool. So it must get down at a really deep level. And somebody's asking again, could you please go over again how to beyond the century body clearing? And I think there are some prerequisites, Ron.
Yeah, it's the emotional and the mental lifetime clearing.
Okay.
And if you could even do a fear clearing, that would be beneficial. So you
okay,
don't want, like, the fear body,
your body,
you know, connecting. You know, if your fear body is activated and you're running a lot of fear energy, then that has to be, you know, to go through the fear body to clean out the emotions. And maybe you may only have part of the clearing because the fear is what I'm concentrating on. Even though, you know, we're doing other things too. But, you know, it's best to at least have the first two, maybe fear, you know, the third, if you can possibly do that, because it'll benefit you more. So back to you.
Okay, that's really awesome. And someone actually wrote in and said, where did it go? They said, repeat the century clearing because of the new earth energy, and you're more powerful. And if you need, the soldiers will be standing by. So someone saying that sounds like a good idea for the person who was questioning it. Okay, and someone else said, regarding the Saturday visit to the Planet of Light, it wasn't a big deal because the new Earth is the version of the Planet of Light. But before this, it was a lot of relief. Okay, and then someone else is asking, they don't have a car, so what did they get cleared when you did that sample car clearing just a couple minutes ago, Ron? Did
nothing.
They don't have a car.
They couldn't get anything. If they don't have a car, then nothing got cleared. Remember, the clearings are specific of what you're doing, or what I'm doing, you see. That's why, you know, you need to know about, you know, what's happening and requesting what you want to have cleared. But when I specify something, that's what's being cleared. It's not going to something else. So back to you.
Okay, cool. And someone else is asking if the car clearing will work on the archive.
Yeah, I'll let it work three times.
Okay.
But the best thing for you to do is to, you know, buy the death barcode clearing. Do those. You know, you have to call me. I mean, not call me, but to email me to let me know that you're going to be doing it and how many death barcodes you have on yourself. And then after that, then you buy the unlimited version. And that will allow you to go in if you choose to do death barcodes on your car. And you have to email me at that point to let me know that you want to clear your car. You have to ask me how many death barcodes are on it. And I need to know the make, model, and year of your car. So, back to you.
Yeah, it seems like barcodes are kind of a catch-all for many different types of negative energy, and clearing them not only works on yourself, but also the objects and vehicles and spaces you inhabit. So someone actually wrote in about that, and this is kind of an interesting way of looking at it, Ron. A listener wrote in and said, my car is my second body when I'm in it, like an exoskeleton. I felt thought streams moving back and forth from me to my car while Ron did the clearing.
Very good. So, you are part of your car. Yeah. So the car must like you.
I hope it does. Well, I don't know. I love my car. I don't even want like a fancier, newer one. I just really like it. So I'm glad that you were able to clear it. Okay. So someone wrote in a testimonial from the Sunday intensive call, and I'll just take a moment here to let everybody know that yesterday was the last series of three calls. Ron does these 6 or 7 hour healing intensives every month usually, and they usually have a monthly 3 hour ascension preparation call the Saturday prior to the first one, which is always on a Sunday. So we just wrapped up that healing package, and it's a great opportunity to get some really in-depth healing, stay on board the light ship, and request many healings for yourself. So it's always a great experience. If you can join, please feel free to check that out on creationlightship.com. And again, the new dates for the upcoming month will be posted soon, so you can plan. I know a lot of people like to plan around that, so it'll be revealed soon. Okay, and someone wrote in and said, Ron, first, thank you for the removal of entities, which was great, and then giving us the two rooms for healing, having the suit covering my body, and then working with the donut-type disc really works. I experienced some tremendous healings, and because of these healings, it brought me more into peace. Best thing to say, these healings really work, and thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah, that seems like it's really been getting in there and helping people, the healing suit and the discs. All right, so somebody has a question about symbols, and they're wondering if the signs and symbols clearing, will that clear energetic symbols from healing modalities? I'm not sure what they mean by that.
Yeah, that's what it does, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
It does that perfectly fine. And you need to do it more than one time.
Okay. Yeah, I guess depending on what symbols you've interacted with. Okay, so another question about the century clearing. Oh, it's actually more of just, I guess, someone who has done it. And they're saying, from what I recall, it removes the imprint of emotion going back all the years your spirit was here on the earth.
Yep, that's what it's supposed to do. I'll do a clearing here, but I need somebody to tell me what to clear.
Okay, we got a request, if you'd like.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
So,
okay, let's see what the request is.
Okay, sure. Someone's requesting to please clear out our vagus nerves, which controls heart, lung, and digestive tract. These nerves are very sensitive and very easily upset.
That's a little complicated for just doing a sample.
Okay.
So if somebody out there has had Reiki, and maybe you're a Reiki practitioner, and you want to clear off one of the symbols that you have used, just to see what it's like to have yourself released from that mind control pattern. So if you could let us know, I know they had different words that they use. And so if you could maybe send us something right now and how to pronounce the word, I'll clear that energy off you. Because there's a bunch of symbols that are used in Reiki. along with the words that go with the symbol. So we'll see if anybody can send something in for me to clear. I'll just clear one of them for you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
I got a request here, Ron, for to clear the Occidental Cross symbol. It looks like kind of like a cross with four equal points. And
okay, we'll give that a shot here.
Okay, I don't know. it says each of the four points represents an apostle.
Okay. So here we go. I don't know how deep this is going to go for you, but you should feel something. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. There we go. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thanks. Okay, and we'll wait for someone to get back to us on the Reiki symbols. Okay, so let's see. The I'm not sure if this is a possibility, Ron, but I guess somebody's been listening to the archives, and in the 2016 archives, you talked about a clearing called Clone to Light, and they're wondering if they can still find that.
That's no longer on the website, and it's not active any longer.
Okay. That's what I thought. Okay.
Don't need alien clones here.
Yeah, we sure don't. that's for sure. So it's actually kind of a good thing because we don't really need that clearing anymore, which means we're making progress. Okay, so somebody emailed with a name of a Reiki symbol, and I don't know how to say this, but it's it looks like Cho Ku Rei, Chokurei. You want to try clearing one?
Okay, here we go, everybody. So we'll clear that symbol in case you have had a, being a practitioner or maybe a, a person with that energy being hooked to you as a client of somebody. So here we go. So releasing that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2 is getting heavy. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. And I'll do it one more time here. 1, 2, 3. Oh boy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. Yeah, that's released now. So let's see if we have any comments out there in a few.
Yeah, well,
so
I guess
back to you.
Thanks, Ron. I guess if you never had Reiki or don't know what this means, it's not really going to affect you? Just kind of like the
car? That's correct, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. It only is going to affect people that were connected with that energy.
Right. Yeah, this is terrible. I don't ever remember having anybody do this to me. Consciously, but yeah, I have no idea. So hopefully we get some people that were involved to write in and let us know if they felt any release from that. I know it did feel quite heavy as you were doing it, Ron. So we have another request for a Reiki symbol. I don't know if you feel like doing another one.
Sure, I can do another one, sure.
Okay, this one is called Raku, R-A-K-U.
Okay. Here we go, releasing this energy. One, yeah, this is very heavy. Two, there's some kind of alien god energy or something. One, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, man. If we could find out what that means. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. All right. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I've never heard of this before. It's actually Raku. The only thing I've ever heard of Raku, it's like a pottery firing technique, which it's totally different. So it's supposedly a final symbol you learn when you become a master in the in this particular system of healing, also known as the fire serpent. It is primarily used for grounding the receiver once an attunement to Reiki has been passed. Yikes. And it is believed to symbolize a strike of lightning from the heavens and is representative of the life force energy, also known as chi, that runs down the spine through our chakras. Oh, dear.
So yeah, that's probably why it was so heavy, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably why it felt so heavy, connected and corded to a lot of body systems that are very major there, so... Run, don't walk. Someone said clearing that the first one that you did, it brought up a lot of sadness. All right. Somebody's asking if we don't have a clone to light clearing any longer, why is a Thursday conference call for clones all about? What is that call all about?
Oh, okay, yeah, it's completely different. This is replicas of you, of your physical body that's out on timelines. And those normally are for physical conditions that you're dealing with. The other one, the clone delight that I had on the website was to take a 100% clone without a spirit and give it a spirit. Mm-hmm. So it's a completely different type of clearing.
Yeah, it's an alien thing. It's completely different. All right. Okay, so hopefully that clears that question up for you. And I guess that's a good time to mention all of the other calls that Ron does and their special weekly clearings, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You can find out more information about them at the top of creationlightship.com. Again, Tuesday, cording removal. Wednesday's the water activation. Thursday's clone body, which our listener just mentioned, and Friday is entity removal, entities, ghosts, emotional bodies, that kind of a thing. So hopefully you can join us on some of those, if not all of them. It's really great when you can do every single one because you will notice your life feels very different. Okay, so somebody else is asking... Here, let's see. Okay, so this person has a question about clearing out the spirit, and they're asking, Ron, you have previously said that what we have, our spirit has. So I'm wondering if we need to apply this to the skin aura clearing and ones such as blood barcode, amber blood, ascension, slime barcode, and web coat removal, etc.
I would just by doing a spirit integration, it should clean out the spirit pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, at this point, that's, you know, all that I'm offering.
Yeah, and I think that's just an option on the clearing, like when you go into most of the, I'm not saying all of them, but I think pretty much all of them, there's you would clear the physical body, and then you there's an option for spirit. So just by doing that, or yeah, like Ron said, doing the spirit integration, that would be probably the best way to address that idea of the spirit having what you have. Okay.
Once the body gets cleared, the spirit gets cleared. Typically with that, okay, not always 100%, but the spirit does get the healing because the energy of the contamination is taken off of you. And then when you do an integration of the spirit, or just the spirit clearing in general, that's on a lot of the clearings, you should be typically good to go.
Okay, great. That's awesome. Thanks, Ron. Okay, so somebody else is asking, they have one of the Merkaba images that you've activated, Ron, and or neutralized, I guess, with peace energy, and they're wondering, how long do I have to leave food on the Merkaba, and how long does it last?
That's a good question. The energy should be fairly quick. I would say within probably a minute, it should change the energy of your food. So that's probably all that's needed, unless you look at the food and judge it, and then you're contaminating it. So it's a good question. I'd say a minute or so. We'll see what other people have done. See if we get some input from people who are using the Merkaba to energize their food so it's compatible with your body. I think a lot of people just leave the plate on it until they're done eating. So back to you.
Yeah, I think it's probably a good idea to do that. And if you have the Merkaba, I think at one point a lot of people were writing in about that and doing that because they were having, issues with food or eating. So I think there was a lot of success with that. Okay, so somebody else said, as you were clearing that second Reiki symbol that you cleared, that the person got a headache as you were releasing it, and they're thanking you for doing that.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of blocked energy if you got a headache. Wow.
Mm-hmm. May have been a former practitioner or somebody who had this work done on them. So
it'd be interesting to know. If the people do comment. If they were or are a practitioner, or if they were, client,
Yeah, that would be really helpful.
Yeah. It seems like a lot of people who experienced Reiki, they somehow wanted to become a practitioner. So I would assume that most people who are commenting are practitioners. What degree they would be, I don't know, but we'll find out.
Yeah, that would be really helpful. That would be really helpful to know, because I imagine in order to be a practitioner, you probably had to have had this done to you. So that would suggest that you got hooked up to whatever that initial practitioner was hooking you up to, and then I would imagine you probably had several sessions and then decided to go through the process of becoming a Reiki practitioner. Wow, we've got some really crazy bird activity going on out here. Ron, I don't know if you can hear this.
Nope, I can't. It's okay. Too bad. I like to hear the birds.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't know. And then it sounded like just a shot going off. So, I don't know. Sorry, just a bit distracted. Okay, so let's see. Someone's asking if you can please clear the Star of David energy.
Okay, I'll clear it off of a symbol if you happen to have that yourself. Remember, this is all personal. I don't go into clearing typically a step that's out there just to clear it. So if you have a Star of David and you would like to have that neutralized and cleared, I'll do that for you right now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron. And yes, I do agree that it should be a personal type of a thing, because it's just, you know, the more personal you can make it and the more closely you can have it relate to your life and your situation, the more effective the clearing would be. I also want to mention, I don't know if I said this already, but there are so many wonderful healing calls coming up. And on the 28th, which is this coming Saturday, and I'm sure this will be announced on future shows, but Ron is going to be doing an eyes and ears density clearing healing call. And it's a great call because both the eyes and the ears, often used as a gateway to connect us to timelines. The eyes become traumatized and numbed out from seeing negative emotional physical events, and the ears become contaminated through speaking negative words, receiving negative comments from people, and also from hearing harmful sound frequencies. During this session, Ron will be releasing many deeply embedded harmful energies. When clear, the eyes and ears produce vibrations which help to keep the physical body healthy. Oh, that sounds wonderful. And it's only $20 per attendee. And you can sign up for that by going to creationlightship.com and clicking the link at the top. And I don't know if you've been on any of these past healing calls that Ron has done, but they are really, really thorough and in-depth, these special focused calls. They're approximately 3 hours in length, and this one starts at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern, and again, that's July 28th for the eyes and ears density clearing healing call. So hopefully everybody can join that. All right, and I'm just getting back to the questions here, and we did clear the symbol for the Star of David, if you have that. Okay, so somebody else wrote in about a little bit more information on the Reiki here, and they said, I was initiated, and this is the person that had the headache, and they said, in the crown and first healing session was Reiki. It was a very emotional release. I only did the first level as a barter for another modality I learned and taught, but not Reiki. And Reiki, this is interesting. So apparently Reiki is the most accepted form among nurses in a hospital setting. So it seems like a lot of people are using this in hospitals, Ron.
Yeah, it's used all over, yeah.
Which I did not know that.
Yeah, I worked with a lady, this is years and years ago, up in Eugene, Oregon. Went up there for a little, they had some kind of outside healing modality type thing. So I went up there and was there. It was pretty hot in the summertime. But a lady came up to me who was like the, I guess the headmaster type of person who was doing theta. I think it was theta clearings. And she was really messed up. And I think I had to work with her for about probably 2 hours to get all that crap off of her. So I think the theta clearings is, you know, one of the higher, you know, energies of, you know, way past Reiki, I think. But anyway, she was pretty messed up and knew that she was. She was trying to get herself disentangled from that energy for a couple of years, she said. And then she saw me, and I was able to help her. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, oh my gosh, Ron, you just bring so much relief. And I know in the past we've talked about why you do not want to be a healer. But, you know, obviously if that's your profession and that's how you make a living, one of the best things you can do for yourself is to do some of the clearings that Ron offers, because it really just does give you so much relief, especially if you're like a therapist or you have to touch people, because you're always picking up their stuff. So I think it's a really tough life that these healers have. And I think like this lady probably realized, I think some people realize it and they are able to rectify the situation, but I think some unfortunately don't, and they just end up hooked up to whatever it is that they're hooked up to, and it really ends up causing them a lot of trauma. So it's unfortunate. So someone else wrote in and said, I was a client and I felt these clearings tonight strongly. I saw the practitioner's face that worked on me, and I will put their name in the dark side practitioner clearing after the show. I did become an energy healer, never like this Reiki energy. I did sometimes different using no symbols, so it's great to have this release.
Yeah, that's good. Great.
Okay.
I could possibly do maybe, maybe a Saturday call or a call sometime to release these energies off of people. Maybe we could do a few other modalities or something. I don't know. I'll just throw it out there.
Yeah, I'm wondering because...
I'm not planning on it 100%, but, you know, we could maybe schedule something for people.
Okay.
So we need to...
Yeah, I mean, I have no familiarity with any of these things. So, it's very interesting to me because, you know, it does sound like people were definitely hooked up, and we are still getting requests to clear different symbols. Like, we just got a request, Ron, to clear the yin and yang symbol. And I don't know if you feel like doing that or if you can do that, but they said they'll redo the signs and symbols clearing with their unlimited option.
Yeah, I don't know how that would be connected to you, you know.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
That particular symbol, you know, if you wore a T-shirt with it on there, then that could imprint you, but if not, you know, it's not going to do any good because it's just a symbol. I don't know how you would use it unless, like I said, it would be on a T-shirt. So I'll just pass on that one.
Yeah, you know. Like, I guess it was like the same thing with the Star of David. Like, unless you are personally clearing that for yourself, like, Ron can't just take away the energy of that entire symbol. I guess it's just like it's too much for a sample clearing. So it's more about how you relate to these symbols personally and how they have affected you. And I guess everybody probably has different ones that they've been exposed to or come into contact with. So This is an interesting one. I don't know if this was meant for the Saturday show, probably, but someone was asking if we could do a tour of the Creation Lightship, a future room request.
Yeah, not at this time, but we'll see what happens in the future.
Okay, cool. Okay, so someone else said that to clear the Reiki practitioners should clear organization affiliation besides the signs and symbols. That, yes, as that is a soul family or a group entanglement. So I think that's probably a good suggestion, right, Ron? Organization.
Yeah, I think that's very good because you're going deeper with it. And the organization is how you're hooked up.
Right. It's a whole bunch of people that all do the same things.
Yep, so it's mass mind consciousness.
Yeah, so that would count as a organization. Oh, wow, interesting. Just when you thought it couldn't get any deeper, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, learning all kinds of things on the show tonight.
We got a few minutes to go here. So anything else?
Okay,
we do,
and I can't believe it's already almost over. So someone else said... Oh, I'm sorry, that's my call waiting. I did the Holistic Nurses of Chicago Healing Touch Program. That was okay for the hospital in my town, not Reiki. The founder of this program died of cancer. Very interesting.
Yeah. Boy.
Wow. Yeah, it's some... like serious stuff. Because you're picking up everybody else's stuff. So it's kind of a rough road.
Yep. Well, let's do the Mind of Heart drop.
Okay.
And here we go, everybody. So you want to command your spirit out loud to do this for you. So here we go. So you say, now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to have your spirit facilitate this. Here we go. And you can feel the energy in your body changing too. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. There we go. So thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And we'll see you later. Bye, everyone. Blessings.